44th lesson. An Englishman in New York.
Look at Henderson Dawes walking up Park Avenue in New York City. I'm late, he's thinking. And he is. Late for work.
He is carrying his sabers in a thin bag over his right shoulder and trying to appear calm and at ease. But that permanently worried expression on his square open face gives him away rather.
The crowds of Americans, neat, well-dressed, stride past him purposefully, unheeding, confident.
Henderson walks on. He is nearly 40 years old, birthday coming up fast, and just under 6 feet tall.
His frame is sturdy, and his face is kind and agreeably attractive. To his constant surprise, people are inclined to like him on first acquaintance.
He is polite, quite smartly dressed, and apart from that slight frown buckling his forehead, he seems as composed and as unconcerned as, well, as you or me. But Henderson has a complaint, a grudge, a grumble of a deep and insidious kind.
He doesn't like himself anymore, isn't happy with the personality he's been provided with, thank you very much.
Something about him isn't up to scratch. Won't do. He'll keep the flesh, but he'd like to do a deal on the spirit, if nobody minds.
He wants to change. He wants to be different from what he is. And that, really, is why he's here.
He runs a hand through his thick, fair hair, short but cut long, as it were, in the English way.
To the practiced observer, indeed, everything about him proclaims his Englishness. His haircut, already noted, his pale-lashed eyes, the bloom on his unshaven cheekbones, his blue suit with its double vents in the jacket, the dull, worn signet ring on the third finger of his left hand, his navy blue ankle-length socks, only butlers and chauffeurs wear black, and his shiny, well-creased, toe-capped Oxford shoes.
This knowledge, that he is so distinguishable, would distress him because, in fact, his grand and only dream is to fit in, to merge and blend with the identity of these earnest, enviable people on their way to work.
Just another Manhattanite, he tells himself, as he transfers his sabers to his left shoulder, just like everybody else here.
He frowns again slightly and slows down. This is his problem. He loves America, but will America love him back? Up ahead, the lunatic is waiting.
Exercises.
Put the book back when you've finished. I'll need it later.
She did her best to appear indifferent, but no one was fooled.
He strode out of the room and slammed the door after him.
My father frowns on my taste in clothes. He likes people who are smartly dressed.
Your last report was not up to scratch. You'll have to do better.
Many immigrants do not attempt to fit into the host society, which poses a number of problems.